Learning Masechet Nesedarim Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on the top of Mem Aleph Amud Beis around 10 lines down. It said in the Mishnah that if someone's muda on Amechaveh, right? So you go visit him, but Oimed and not Yeshiv, you stand and don't sit. And then it said, Umerapeu Refuas and Nefesh, Avaloi Refuas Mamma. Now what does that mean? Zakta Gemara, Heichi Ktani, what is the pshat in those words, Umerapeu Refuas Nefesh, Avaloi Refuas Mamma? Ilam of the fuas nefesh means bechinam, fuas mam mischar, which means like this. Losh nefesh can mean with rotzoin. You're doing it for free. Miyeshes nafshechem, the Ram brings down a posit. So it means like this. You'll have to heal him for free, but you're not allowed to charge him. And we're talking about a case where the nichse chayla is also a reife, which means the chayla it asked his anah on the reife. The reife cannot have anah. The doctor can't have anah from the sick person. Therefore, he has to do it for free. He can't take money. That's pshat in the Mishnah. That refuas nefesh bechinam, refuas mamo in bischar. So then, list the halachi. Let the Mishnah say it straight. Merafeu bechinam, lo bischar. Losham merafeu refuas nefesh, refuas mamo. It doesn't sound like that. So Mishnah says that the pshat is different. Ela, refuas nefesh means gufoi. Refuas mamo in behemtoi. Which means like this. The opposite case, where the doctor is not allowed to give anah to the chayla. The doctor asks his anah on the chayla. So halacha is, he's allowed to heal the person. What's the reason? Because that's a mitzvah to heal the person. Masha'ikin is behema, which is his mamoin, that I can't heal, that I can't do. So the Ran speaks out that this is only true if there's another doctor in town. But if there's no other doctor in town, the Ran tain is that I'm allowed to heal his behema. Because it's not worse than machzeh lo aveda. Rikvega takes an issue with that, but the Ran says that if you heal his behemoth, it's fine if you're the only doctor in town. If there's other doctors, you can't do it, you're giving him anah. But when it comes to refuas hanefesh, even if there's other doctors in town, you are allowed to do it. Why? Because lo min hakoyel odom zoichel esrapos. And sometimes it's dafka this doctor you'll be zoichel to get a refuah from. And therefore, you have the mitzvah to go. And a chiyuv to go make the refuah, and therefore, since it's a mitzvah, there's no even though you ask it, no, on the chayla you're allowed to do it. But the Rosh speaks out, dafka in a place where they don't take schar, but in a place where the doctor charges for his services, and here you're not charging him, so then that alone's anah, the mechila schar, you'll have to charge him as a shukes. You'll have to charge him as a shukes. Like upon him, what we're saying is that refuas hanefesh is mutar because that's a mitzvah. Refuas mamoin is not a mitzvah. So therefore, the Ran says, if there's no other doctor, it's like Aveda. But if not, he cannot do refuah for his behemoth. So it means like this. Mrapeh refuas nefesh means the person himself. Lo refuas mama, not refuah for his behemoth. Omrav zutabar tov yomrav. Aval oim aloi, sampling the off law, sampling the raloi. You could tell him this medicine is good for the behemoth. This medicine is good, this medicine is not good, because that's just advice. That's not really hana. But it's mashma, like the Ran speaks out, that refuah is gufay, even allowed to hand him and feed him the medicine. But Zokta Ran, that I can feed him the medicine is only if it's not my medicine, the doctor's medicine. It has to belong to the madia, the person, or the muda, the person who's also anah, has to belong to the chayla. But if it belongs to the doctor, he's not allowed to give him, like we said before, that even in a case where it's a mitzvah, but you can't give him something yad yad. For example, you can't give someone tzedakah if he's not having enough from you, even though it's a mitzvah. So here, you cannot give him your medicine because there, that is aser. Now, the Ran also speaks out that if the chayla is the one who said, I'm not going to have enough from you, the doctor, so then the doctor's allowed to even give him the doctor's medicine. Why? Because the Zanan Sadi, when he asked the doctor on him, he didn't mean fechayusa. Like we have an idea like that before, that mechayusa lo yadre. Akapanim, that's the end of our Gemara with the Bikachalim and our Mishnah that says the two dinim, Oymed v'lo yoshev and Merapeh ufus nefesh, lo refuas mamon. Zok the Mishnah vayte. If a person asks enough from the other one, so halach is, v'roiketz imay babati g'dayla. They're allowed to wash in a big ambati. Avaloy b'ktanav, not in a small bathtub, because in a small bathtub, one lands up pushing water on the other one, and he's giving him an anah. He's washing him or warming him up with the water. But yashan imay b'mita, and they can sleep in the same bed. Rida Eimer qualifies the halacha. He explains the Tanakama. The only time yashan imay b'mita moisacham, only in the summer where it's not kashmak to have no someone else in the bed because it's too hot. Avaloy moisak sham. But in moisak sham, when it's freezing cold, there you now sleep in the same bed. Because he's giving him an anah, he's warming him up. Umesiv imay al mita, but allowed to eat together on the mita. Va'oichel imoy al shulchan, and they're also allowed to sit together on the same table and eat on the same table. We're not geyser, maybe he's going to eat from his friend's portion. But they can't share a tamchui. Tamchui was like a leftover tray from the balabas that they gave out to the aniyim. Now, if you eat from the same tamchui, what's going to happen is that you might inadvertently eat a little less than you're supposed to eat, and the other guy will have enough from you because you left him over food. So therefore, you shouldn't even have a tamchui. But oichlu imoy min a tamchui achoyze. But a tamchui has so much food, it's going to return back to the balabas. So then the halach is, you can eat from that tamchui because there's no way you're giving him anah. There's always extra. So therefore, even if you eat a little less, you're not giving the other fellow any anah. So that's our mishnah over here. Zrok the Gemara right. We want to bring down another shita regarding the ambati and the mita. Tanya, lo yirchatz imoy ba'ambati. A person should not wash together with someone who's asa ba'anah in the same bathtub. Lo yashon imoy b'mita. And you should not sleep with him in the same bed. Ben gedoy le ben katan, div Rameh. Rameh holds, he's more machmer. He holds, even if it's a very big ambati, and there's no chshash, you're going to spritz water on him. Or a very big mita, and even in the summer, in a big mita, you're still a geyser. Why? Geyser otto, the other case, that would be anah. You're geyser otto, a small ambati, where you're going to pour water on each other. And you're geyser otto, a small bed in the winter. That's what Rameh holds. Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Gedoyla b'moyis hakashamim. If it's a big bed b'moyis hakashamim, v'ketana b'moyis hakama, or a small bed b'moyis hakama, it's mutter. There's no gzeira. And roichetzim b'ambati gedoyli. You also let it wash together in a big ambati. What's the reason? Because there's no chash. In that case, there's no hana. And we're not choishes otu a small one. Umezia imoy b'ketana. And the halacha is even in a small one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least, or it's Pashas Machlekes. In a small one, you're allowed to be mazia, which is like a schwitz, because there's no gain from having another person there. Avol meisiv imoy al amita, but you could eat together on a mita, kuli amo va'ochel imoy al shulchan, and you could eat together on a table. Avoloy minat tamchui, but you can't eat from the plate that they pass around with the leftovers. But a tamchui is going back to the balabas, which means it always has leftovers even after the aniyim take that you're allowed to take the share from. Why? Because you're not going to leave over for your friend, because there's always leftover. Then he's not gaining from you. It's referring to a tamchui achoyz l'abayis, like we're explaining the whole time. It means a tamchui achoyz l'abayis. So to Mishnah Vayta, lo yechal imoy mina evush shofnei ha'payalim. Like the Ran explains, the plate they give out to the Poyalim is not called a Tamchui, it's called the Avis. Why? Since the Poyalim work very hard, they eat a lot. And they eat like behemoths. Behemoths is called Avis and Oisik behemoths. You stuff them. So Poyalim, you stuff them with food. And therefore it's called the Avis. And by Avis, there's no such thing as returning to the Balabais. So there's no Heta of Avis Achoyze. So someone's Asa Vana, you should not eat together on this plate called the Avis. Lo'yich le'imoy min ha'Avis, Shufnei ha'Poyalim. Lo'yasi imoy b'umon. Also, set number two, another halacha is, you should not work together on the same row of, when you're digging the ground to plant, let's say, a vineyard, you shouldn't work on the same row. What's the reason? Because it softens the ground. Divrei Meir. Reuven will soften the ground for Shimon. So if Shimon can't have enough of Reuven, it'll be a problem. V'cham oimrim, oisa, u'rachamenu. He could do it if he's far away. It's only if he's close by, is he softening his ground. But he's far away, he's not softening his ground. So that's the Mishnah. This is two dinim. First of all, he shouldn't eat the same avos. And number two is they should not work together on the same row on the field. So the Gemara explains the second half of the Mishnah. But karoiv le'pligat asa. If they're working near each other, everyone agrees that's asa. Why? Because I'm softening the ground for my friend. Ki pligi, where's the machloek is, but rachoik. When we're far away. Rameis Savar Gazvir Rachik Mishum Karf. Ramei holds you guys are Rachik Mishum Karf. You guys are even if you're far away because of Karf. To come rapidly Arakame because it's off in the ground in front of him. Rabban and Saf, we like guys, we're not guys. So Maklikis Ramei Acham is Dafka by Rachik. But by Karf, everyone agrees, Taka, that if someone's awesome, I know you can't work next to him because you're off in the ground for him. But the Maklikis is by Rachik if you guys are Otu Karf.